early in the season. I know, boy, a couple of tough ones with Central Oklahoma and a tough one, Missouri Southern. The big win against Northeastern State. You know, you look at that, you're 1-2 easily. You know, a few breaks here and there could be 3-0 in the season, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you play in a conference that's as tough as ours, it can fall down to just a couple plays here and there, and we haven't played our best football yet. But, you know, even saying that, we had a chance to win both those games that we lost comes down to, you know, 5-6 plays a game, and that's all she wrote. And we're 1-2, could be 3-0, but that's just not how it works. You got to be ready to play your best on every single play, play in, play out throughout the whole game.
But the one good game, the one win, Northeastern State, it's better than 0-3. You picked up that one win a couple of Saturdays ago at 31-17. Sound like you guys really played well in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's still a lot to improve on. Watching the film from that one, too, I still didn't feel like we played our best, but, you know, that's a game we expected to win. And, you know, nothing against Northeastern State, but they're not one of the top teams in the conference. So when you have a opponent that you're more talented than and better than, you need to go out, especially, like I said, this conference is so tough, you need to be able to get those marked down as a victory, so that way you can keep fighting and hope to shake things up in the conference standings.
You had a big reception in that one, the big win, one reception for, what, 32 yards as you make the move to tight end. That was a big one for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were laughing on the sideline, a couple dudes telling me they never thought they would see it, and I was like, yeah, it's come a long ways just being a backup linebacker to starting at tight end and getting my first college reception 5 years into college. It's just been a crazy ride, so it was a fun night.
How'd that come about, making the move from linebacker to tight end? You or coaching staff, a combination of both, saying, hey, let's try this and see if it works?
Well, it was actually with the last coaching staff. He had asked me early on in the season if I wanted to, and I said no. And as the season winded down and the season wrapped up, I asked him if I could move, just because our last staff, you know, they ran the heck out of the ball, and I knew I could be a very good blocking tight end just because that's what I've done in high school, and I know how physical of a football player I can be. And then when he left, I introduced myself to the new staff, and I actually didn't have my position that I had played on defense with this new defensive staff. And so I was just like, hey, Coach Lynn was talking about moving me to tight end anyway, and, you know, 5 seconds later he goes, all right, we're doing it, we need tight ends. So that's kind of how that came about, and I was trying to go back and study some old stuff and figure out how to turn back into a tight end again.
And that didn't take much. It's you've done it all your life. I don't think it took that much, did it?
No, not necessarily. You know, it kind of felt like an old friend. I tell people all the time now, you know, I've learned a lot about the game of football, which is good because I want to be a coach someday. But, man, I wish I would have been playing tight end in the last 3 or 4 years. I feel like this is probably what I was meant to do throughout college football. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm glad I've gone through what I've gone through.
Have you missed a linebacker a little bit or not so much?
You know, I don't necessarily miss it just because I did it for 4 years. I had plenty of good experiences doing it, you know, learning. I played in 3 different defenses. I learned a lot, and now I get to, like I said, I want to be a coach. I get to learn the offensive side of the ball, and I'm really enjoying it, so.
Well, yeah, on that offensive side, you've got a heck of a quarterback. You've got a lot of great skilled guys along with yourself and an experienced offensive line. Hopefully that offense is gelling a little bit more game by game and some big things still to come.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we haven't played our best football yet. You know, we still got our great returners from last few years. You know, we got TJ and Hunter and our center, John. But we still, you know, new staff. We got a lot of new guys on the team. You know, we haven't played as great as we wanted to on offense yet, but at the end of the day, I think it kind of comes down to the fact that we have a lot of new guys who have only been here since the 1st of August, so, you know, we're still trying to get to know each other, and I think as we move forward through the season, we'll see a completely different Loper team by the second half of the season once we've all gelled and kind of found our stride into who we are as an offense.
Big challenge this weekend, DJ, a road trip to Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas, and I see they're off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a great team. You know, we lost to them kind of in a heartbreak fashion last year and kind of got their winning stride going, and they you know, they had a heck of a season. They won conference, and they made it to, I think, top eight teams, maybe the semis in the playoffs last year, and they return a lot of good guys, and they have a hostile environment, and, you know, they're good fan base, and it'll be a fun one. I think we, you know, this conference is so tough, though. I think every game in and out, you got a chance, no matter who you play, so you just got to go out and prepare the same and hope for the best.
Yep, three of the next four on there. You guys are road warriors the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we only got five this year, and we already got two of them out of the way. So, you know, we go to Pitt State, and then we have a home game, and then we don't have another home. We only have one more home game in the month of October, and then one in November, and that's it. So we got a lot of road travels coming up. But, you know, I've always thought we'd play better on the road. We've done it plenty, you know. 2 years ago when we made the playoffs, we played eight road games. So it's not something that most of us are pretty used to it.
Well, hopefully it's been a good week of practice. You're staying healthy. I know we mentioned a lot of sickness kind of going through the program right now. Just kind of hit and miss, guys. And that's hopefully going to get cleared out in the days to come and everybody's healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually been struggling with a little bit of the injury bug the last month or so. I didn't get to play last week, but I'm trying to fight back through it and, you know, get healthy and do what I can to finish the season out strong.
Of course, you and Hunter and Zach, of course, you know, three bites and get a chance to start from the get-go. Zach's off to a pretty good start defensively, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, now that I'm on offense, I don't get a great chance to watch a whole lot just because we're usually meeting on the sideline when the defense is out there, but I'm always hearing his name. And when I get a chance to watch, he's always doing great things. And, you know, we live together, so we get a chance to talk and watch film and watch little clips here and there, and he's doing a great job of being a leader of the defense, especially, you know, the defense has probably even more new guys than the offense does, so he's been doing a great job as a leader for them.